my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka. And I greet you in that name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. And, you know, sometimes in the world that we live in right now, there's a lot of people vying to be Lord, vying to be kings, vying for power, vying for position. You know, it's interesting because, you know, even with Lucifer, when he, with the fall, you know, one of the things that he wanted so badly was he wanted to exalt himself. He wanted to be lifted up. He wanted to be something. You know, Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28 talk about the fall of Lucifer and how he wanted to exalt himself, make himself something, be somebody. And, you know, in his own mind, because of just even the grandeur of how he was even created, he thought he was more than what he was. And the downfall of him was in the point where that delusion sunk in, and he thought he could be something that he was not. And the irony of what happens in the world is there's a lot of people that think they can be something that they're not. See, people forget the fact, and it is a fact, that they are but men. That they are passing through this life, that the very breath that is in their nostrils is on loan from a living God. It's not even theirs. It's on loan from Him. He put breath into their nostrils, and when this life is over, it goes back to Him. So until then, they live in this life, they function in this life, and because they've been given a degree of autonomy and the ability to make free will decisions and choices, they think that they've been given a divine character that doesn't make them divine. They've been given godlike characteristics because they've been created in His image and His likeness that does not make them God. See, that is part of the illusion, that is part of the problem, that is part of the delusion that people suffer with right now in the earth. So, you got a world full of people, or I should say a lot of people in the world, that are trying to make themselves God, trying to exalt themselves up to a high position, trying to make themselves something in this world, to lord over others. Whereas, now look at the contrast of that to Jesus. Jesus, already being God, made Himself a man. Him being God humbled Himself to the will of the Father and chose to be found in human likeness even as a man and to come into this life. And even in coming into this life, He did not come into some high stature. We just talked about this recently. He came in a very lowly place by the world standards, born into a stable, you know, put in a manger, put in a what would be a place to feed the animals. And that was the start of His life. That was the beginning of His time in the earth. And now, isn't that incredible? That people, being made as men, would try to become and make themselves gods. Whereas God, of His great love for us, chose to become a man. And not only did He choose to become a man, not only did He choose to humble Himself and come in at a low stature, but He also, while He was here, He chose to serve. And He set the example for others. He said, if you want to be great in the kingdom, you know, you got to learn to be the servant of all. And He served. He made His, and then, ultimately, at the end of His time in the earth, He became obedient, you know, by the will of the Father, even to death on a cross, for your sake and for my sake. Now that is the way that God set the example for us. And so sometimes when you look and you wonder and you question, you know, okay, what's the source of these different things, where they're coming from? Well, just look at the nature. Because the nature of God will be reflected in the work that He does and the work that people do that are in connection with Him. See, when somebody is in connection with the living God, they, in response, they live their lives a different way. You know, we as God's children, we live our lives a different way. We see the world a different way. See, worlders see their lives in respect to the world. So everything about their life, their decisions, their choices, their understandings, their priorities, the things that are important to them, all have to do with the same priorities that are the priorities of the world and the world system. Whereas God's children, it's different. With them, their heart, their mind, their priorities, their thinking is different. It's kingdom thinking to start with. So when Jesus said, look, set your mind on things above. You know, set your heart, store up your treasure in heaven. You know, I mean, that was His admonition to people, was to put your heart, your mind, your spirit, your soul, put it into that dimension. Focus your life, your thinking, your priorities on that, and not what it is that the world says is important. See, Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, you know, sometimes when you worry about food, clothing, shelter, all those kind of things that people worry about, Jesus said that's what the pagans worry about. And He gave them the example in Matthew chapter 6. He said, look, you consider the birds. They don't, you know, toil or spin, and yet, or they don't store away in barns. They don't gather. They don't do all of that. But your Father in heaven feeds them. You know, how much more important are you to the Father than the birds? And consider the lilies of the field. You know, they don't toil or spin. And yet, He said, I tell you that even Solomon, all of his splendor, was not arrayed like one of these. So if that's what God does for the grass of the fields, you know, how much more will He clothe you, O ye of little faith? You know, I think the grounds of faith have not been something that in the modern day has been the priority for people. Because the pervasiveness of the world system, doctrine of the world, has continued to infiltrate more and more even what would be considered circles of faith and higher thought, higher thinking. And the irony right now that people face is that at a time when there would be a need for more of spirit, their focus is on the things of the world. The time right now, this is a time where people need to focus their hearts and minds on the things of God. This is the time where people should be getting in step. But instead, this is a time rather where people are being distracted and pulled into many different directions, but missing the key focuses. You know, one key thing is, you're rather than focusing yourself on the affairs of this life, because they are there, but you can take notice of them, but they can also, they don't have to captivate you. They don't have to control your thought life. They don't have to be something that, you know, owns all of your time. You know, I've got dear friends, you know, and I mean, you know, you go all over the world. Look, politics is the same all over the world. World leaders may be more polished in some countries than others, but by and large, they're cut from a similar cloth. And if you want to know the cloth they're cut from, you just got to check the book. In Luke chapter 4, It's a very tempting offer that Jesus is given by the enemy. Now, Jesus didn't go for it. There's a lot of people that did. It's very, very rare that you have a Joseph. It's very rare that you have somebody set up. Now, this happened. Josephs do happen. You do get people that have a God-given mandate and His protection and His strengthening to be able to be in positions of prominence in the world. But by and large, they're few and far between. You know, a lot of people... And look, you know, world leaders that may happen to hear this sometime in the future, maybe now, you know if that which you do is directed by the living God. You know for yourself, if you have bowed your knee before the King of Kings, if that which you have done has been worked in justice and righteousness, truth and holiness, you know if you have or not. And if you haven't, well, what do you think happens when this life is over? You know, do you think that you're just going to get a pass? You know, actually, you know what? Scriptures tell us that those that preach and teach come under a stricter judgment. Also, that for us, too, that the rulers of this earth, that even their positions, those are given by God. You know, Pilate, when he was telling Jesus, you know, before the crucifixion, he says, "Don't you know that I've got the power to have you crucified, or the power to set you free?" And what did Jesus say? He said, "You only have this power. The only reason you've got this power is because the Father has given it to you." So even the position that he had, Jesus let him know, look, the only reason you have it is because God is allowing for you to have it. So people think that they have certain things, but the reason that they have what they have is because the Father has allowed for that to happen, has allowed for that to take place, to fulfill His purposes. That doesn't mean that you can skip the judgment. That doesn't mean that you're not accountable for your actions. That doesn't mean that the will of people in this earth will, that they'll be able to get a pass when this whole thing is done. Doesn't happen like that. No, what ends up happening is, you know, people make decision and choice. And when they do, that which they've chosen to do, is they're going to have to deal with the consequence of the choice. Now, that's why also God encourages people to choose life. He tells them to choose life. Choose truth. Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve. We're instructed to choose Him. See, God wants His creation to take the opportunity that they have while they're in this window of life and to choose Him. You know, the times the world has gotten in trouble is when it's chosen something besides Him. The times the world gets itself into trouble is when they mess around with God's plan, with God's design, with God's original intentions. You know, the times that the world has ended up in serious trouble has always been when they have neglected the will of the Heavenly Father. You know, the things too, like when God puts certain things in the Word, in the Scriptures, the reason that He does that is so you and I can have a successful life. It's not so that He can try to take away something from you. It's so that He can give you what you need so that you can actually have life. You know, people, they, instead of choosing life, you know, I mean, what does it say in John chapter 3? You know, men refused to come to the truth, refused the light, because their deeds were evil. Well, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." For God, verse 17, "For God sent His Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But you keep reading from there, and you realize the reason that people don't come to the light, that they don't come to the truth. You know, because their deeds are evil. And they want to stay in those more than they want truth. They want that more than they want life. And so when the light comes into the world, they've got to try to destroy it. When the light comes into the world, they have to do what they can to undermine it. You know, think about, I mean, we've mentioned this one before, but Jesus and John. And when Jesus was talking about, you know, to others about John, he said, look, you know, the John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking. He says he's got a demon. You know, you, and then when the Son of Man came eating and drinking, he said, here's a wine bibber and a friend of the worst types of sinners. But what did Jesus say? He said, but wisdom is proved right by her children. So what happens is these people, they will try to find fault with the messenger instead of actually listening to and dealing with the message. How many times have I seen that one? You know, we've posted stuff up here. We've spoken stuff here. And instead of people going in and saying, is that true? What needs to be done? God, Lord God, would you please carry me, you know, forward in what is right and true so I can live the authentic life that you would have me to live? Instead of that, how many times the responses have been to try to, with a desire to undermine us, you know, for baseless stuff. So it's kind of like, well, all right, you don't have a heart for it, fine. But we're still going to put out the truth. And there will be people that actually want to know the truth. There will be people that will actually want to live what God intended for them. There will be. There's going to be a set of people that, you know, that can tell the difference, that have a heart for it. Those will be, you know, those will be the chosen. You know, those that know the voice of their shepherd and won't follow another. Those will be the chosen. See, God is desiring that people would know him, would trust him, and would hear his voice and listen to his voice and go in that direction, in that path. You know, I've seen the downfall of so many people in that what happens is instead of listening to the message of truth that's there, they try to fault the messengers. And when they can fault the messengers, because look, listen, here's the thing. Every one of the messengers that's out there right now in this day and age, hey, they're human beings. And they make their mistakes too. Sure. So, but the Spirit of God will resonate with you when a message comes from him. And when it does, don't despise that message. Don't turn away from that message. Rather, embrace what he's saying to you, because God loves you enough in this window of life to speak to you, to have made the way for you. He desires that you would live an abundant life. You know, Jesus, his blood was sufficient, is sufficient, will always be sufficient to pay for the sins of the entire world. That means you. That his power, the power of the blood, is sufficient to clear you from every stupid thing you've ever done. And to give you a right relationship, an upstanding connection with the living God. Now that being the case, why do people refuse that? Why would you refuse that? Why would you refuse a true relationship with the living God who loves you, made you, creates the way for you, gives you the way forward? I mean, why would you turn that down? You know, well, you know, people refuse to love the truth because their deeds were evil. They chose the darkness rather than the light because they didn't want to come into the light. At least their deeds could be exposed. But see, here's the thing. When everything is exposed into the light of truth, and this is something that happens before the Father, when it's exposed to Him and that light of truth shines bright on your life, it's actually healing. Because the things that people think, you know, the things that people hold on to in this life and in this world, the things that they think are important, really are not. The things that people think are the way forward, really they're not. So when God sets somebody free from all of that, when He shows and He says, okay, this is it. You know, this is my plan for you. This is my direction for you. This is hope for you. When He shows that His blood is sufficient to pay the price for your sins, why not accept that? When He shows that there is another kingdom in the earth, His kingdom is growing and filling the earth right now, that though the world and the world system is doing what it's doing, His kingdom has been set up. And it is growing. It smashes every world system and grows and fills the whole earth, and nothing can stop it. You know, if you're curious about what that one is, hey, go read the book of Daniel. It's in there. It is the rock that was cut out without human hands and came and smashed the representations of all of the world system. That rock grew and filled the whole earth. And that is what we're living in right now, even. You know, that work of the Son of God is continuing to grow and fill. And that's what it does in your life as an individual. That's what it's doing in the world right now at large. In your life as an individual, when you open your heart to the living God, when you pray and you say, Lord God, come into my life, change me. You do your will, Father, in me, and I surrender my life to yours. When you do that, that seed is planted in your life, and it grows, and it just grows and grows and grows and continues to fill your entire being until there's nothing left but Him, because that becomes your desire. And along those lines too, God's will is being done on the earth, and His plan and purpose is being served, and God's kingdom is growing and filling the whole earth. And though the world be filled with darkness, the light is also shining bright as well. And those that love the light are being drawn to the light. God is dividing things up. You know, He divides up the sheep and the goats. Now, right now, you know, yes, we're living in a time where, you know, we may share some space. And that may be difficult for a window of time. Because, you know, when people have set their hearts on the world and yours is set on heaven, it sometimes gets to be a bit of a strain, you know, when you end up having to cross paths a lot. But it's okay, because you got to know this life is not your home, this world is not your home, and with all of the drama, all of the problems, all of the issues that people raise, that they continue to just throw around and they choose to live with all of that, none of it is really that important. The things that are important is to set your heart on Him, on your Heavenly Father. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God has already told you what to do. If you've got needs going on right now in your life, seek first the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom, put that first, make that your priority. You do that, the needs that you have, God has promised it in His Word. He'll take care of those. Now, you know, it's just something we do. Because, you know, He's got the ability. Look, God has the ability to orchestrate your circumstances very, very easily. He can have you in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. But in order to have that, you know, you've got to be in step with Him. And if you're in step with Him, He'll have you where He needs you to be at the right time. But if you worry about things, you know, you're going to be out of step. You won't be listening to Him. You'll be listening to somebody else. You know, I remember just thinking back to my own life, There's one time that there was a particular job that I got. And I remember that morning before God set that whole thing up. And I was going to go and pray. I was going to go pray. And when I went to go spend some time to pray, God told me, I don't want you to pray right now. I want you to get up and I want you to go here. And now, if I was in a religious frame of mind, I'd be like, oh no. You know, this is my morning prayer time and this is the time that I need to do this. And, you know, God would never say that. No, I knew the voice of God. And God wanted me to go somewhere to meet. I didn't know it was to meet somebody. I just thought he wanted me to go someplace. But I got up, got ready, and went out and just went forward and ended up meeting some people at the place where if I hadn't gone, then I would have never met them. And it completely shifted my professional life as a result of that. Now, you know, you got to be willing to be in step with him. Because when you're willing to be in step with him, you are flexible enough for what it is that God is doing in this day and this age. If you're not, if you need your rules and rituals and all these other things, all right, you'll have them, but you'll be out of step with him. You'll have all your rules, all your regulations, everything will be there, but you're going to miss the big point. And the big point is that, you know, if you keep him first, and if you seek him first, and you allow him to direct your life, the rest of the stuff will fall into place. And if you can do that, your life is going to make so much more sense from a kingdom perspective. Because your life will be fulfilled. See, what you want, you don't want... See, a lot of people think that if they can just get money, that'll be enough. Because they attribute money to fulfillment, and it's not. Trust me, people, it's not. I know because I have seen huge amounts of money, and it does not make people happy. So it's not money. But see, what you really want is what it is that people think they can get with money, which is fulfillment. See, people think that they can have a fulfilled life if they have cash. What you want, what you think you want is money, but what you actually want is a fulfilled life. And God gives a fulfilled life to his people. So when Jesus is talking and he says, look, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly, what he's talking about is you having a fulfilled life. You having an abundant life. You having an overflowing life. A life in step with him. You know, he wanted you to have that. He didn't want you to be struggling along, trying to figure out what to do, what's your role in life, what's God's plan and purpose for you. No! You know, he wanted you to carry on with truth and a victorious stance in all that you go into. God wants you to know who you are. You know, he came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You know, he wants you to have life. His goal is not that we would just sort of meander along and just kind of make it. No. No, no, no. No, he wants us to live a fulfilled life. Because then, too, even in us living a fulfilled life, your life is a testimony as well. It's a testimony to the truth. It's a testimony to somebody that's willing to follow him and what he's able to do with that person's life. Because a lot of people are not willing to follow him. So what God wants to do at this day and age is he wants to highlight people that were and are willing to follow him and lift them up and reveal them for what they are. Because he wants others to have that boldness that yes, they too can follow Christ and they're going to be just fine. You know, people, because they don't think they're going to be okay, basically it's a lack of faith. Because of a lack of faith, a lack of trust in the living God. Because of that, they miss the actual adventure that God has for them. And they end up in something else. They miss the adventure God has for them, and they end up in a prison reality. Excuse me. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Yeah. So, you know, rather than missing the adventure God has for you, why not embrace it? Why not try it? Why not, when you read the book, you obey the book? Why not? Why not? What do you got to lose? What, a job? You know, hey, promotion comes from the Lord. Lord will show you. God can promote you. God can lift you up. And in the end, what is it that you really need anyways? You know, He knows what you need. If you need it, you'll have it. You know, I've seen that. God has done that time and again. If you need it, you'll have it. You know, one thing He told me early on, because I was just struggling with a few things, and He said, good. He said, look, go into, I will give you the need when it's needed. Specifically, that was the phrase. I would not, look, Govinda, that, not, I was, no, not that part. But I will give you the need when it's needed. He had to put that in my heart. Because there's a lot of things that I thought I needed, I did not need. And the things that I did need at the time that I needed them, they were always there as I followed Christ. Because He wanted me to learn faith. He wanted me to learn that whatever I need will be there when I need it. And I just have to walk forward with Him. I just have to do that which He has for me to do. I just have to trust Him. You know, and He will carry me through. And that's what God wants for you. He wants you to just trust Him. Just trust Him. And watch what He can do with that level of trust. Because, you know, with the trust that you place in our Father to accomplish His will and purpose with you in the world while you are here for this window of time, as you trust Him, that trust will not be put to shame. God has said that you know, that, look, anybody that puts their trust in Him, they will not be put to shame. God will carry you through. Sometimes things may seem bleak, but what is that faith and trust? That is that no matter what happens, that He is more than able, and that He can accomplish His purposes in and through us. So God wants you to trust Him. He wants you to know His will. And He wants you to live it out. See, in order for the abundant life to happen in your life, you're going to have to be willing to live it out. You're going to have to be willing to take that risk. You're going to have to be willing to put yourself in a situation that might not be comfortable, but it's definitely the will of God. You know, I've had one of those in the last couple of months myself, where God put it in my heart, it's time to do something. And as I've done it, there's been peace in it. Oh my gosh. But before that, I knew that I needed to do it, and because I was hesitating, it was just agony in my spirit. But as soon as I was willing to do that which God had for me to do, and I did it, peace. And brothers and sisters, that's what you want, peace. You know, God wants you to have that. He wants you to have that assurance so that when you make your decisions, when you make your choices, that you're making them with His Spirit leading and guiding you. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts as you make your decisions and choices being led by Him. So with that, hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email. faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. You can also drop us a note on our Facebook page. It is, you can look us up online, Faithmix. One word, you'll find us. Hey, we love you guys, but do drop us a mail. Say hi. We appreciate you out there. All right, hey, God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.